This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I was going to talk today about this very well-known phrase, don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. And I was amazed then to find it actually says that in Proverbs 3 verse 30 from the Message paraphrase. There it was. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, always spoiling for a fight. Now this is such a funny saying, carrying a chip on your shoulder. And according to the Phrase Finder website, it started out that shipwrights were allowed to carry out planks of wood, known as chips, on their shoulders after work. And the idea was that however many planks someone could carry on his shoulder, he could keep. But the owners realized after a while there was too much wood being removed. And they changed it and said that the shipwrights could only carry out what they were able to carry under one arm. Well, the shipwrights weren't very impressed with this and kept carrying these chips on their shoulders. So that's where the expression comes from. And today we say things like, what's wrong with him? He's got a chip on his shoulder. And have you ever noticed that a person with a chip on his shoulder is a problem for anybody that who deals with him? He seems to be going along expecting trouble of some sort. He might be angry with the world and looking for a fight. It could be being angry about something that happened in the past or carrying a grudge. In fact, it is possible to be carrying a grudge or a chip, if you want to call it that, and never realize it. And we all go through times when we think we've got a raw deal in life and we feel downcast and we think that life's unfair and we could even say God is unfair. And as a result, our anger builds up and we look for an excuse. And some of us are angry all the time and we say, I've been unfairly treated. Okay, well, how helpful it is to know that to get rid of a chip off the shoulder can happen when we get our eyes off the past and what's happened and look to Jesus Christ. Do you know that in Jesus we'll find true justice? Now, you won't get justice always from the world that we live in, and it's very unrealistic to believe that our society is suddenly going to make things right for you, but you can struggle on in your own effort for a whole life and still have that chip on your shoulder, still feel dissatisfied. But I'm saying that God can heal your past when you focus on him and you realize that God has got the power to change things. You can lose that attitude you've got because you sense, at last, I've encountered someone who's got the ability to put things right. God Almighty, my Creator God, he can actually make things right. And you can turn your anger to him, a disappointment to him. And as a result, you don't have to be defensive and angry and bitter, resentful, bearing a grudge, carrying a chip, as we say. It's this feeling of resentfulness, something that you perceive as unfair. It was John Hanna who said that a chip on the shoulder is too heavy a price and it's too heavy a piece of baggage to carry through life. Now, it's true that many of us are still bound by the wounds of the past. They're not so much the physical wounds, but wounds of the soul where no one can see. And you're probably the only one who knows how it affects you. And I've seen people who are mad at the world and angry with everyone. Now, here's what the Bible says, a couple of verses from James 1, for example, verse 19 to 20. You should be quick to listen and slow to speak or to get angry. If you are angry, you can't do any of the good things that God wants done. And then in Ephesians 4, stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or ever be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others, just as God forgave you because of Christ. Now, they're the sort of words we need to hear. They're positive, helpful. How better it is to see life as a gift that God has actually given you. And sometimes people grumble and moan through life carrying grudges and never stop to consider that today is a gift from God. So God is much bigger than the chip on your shoulder or bigger than what your minds can comprehend. Heavenly Father, if there is a chip on my shoulder, Lord, take it away and replace it with love and a sense, Lord, that you're in charge of my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.